now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to it. It is 7 minutes after 8 on a rather nippy Tuesday morning. A little bit of technical difficulties getting in touch with Matt Bowman of the Alliance Defending Freedom. We're going to try again and see if we can connect with him. But in the meantime, phone lines are open, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to be a part of the program. If you don't want to call in, yeah, there's always email, seth.mila@wsau.com. All right, let me ask you this. Last time you were at the emergency room, for example, have you been to an emergency room or something like that, a walk-in clinic in the recent year, 2 years?
Not really.
I don't get sick.
Yeah. I've been to the emergency room with my dad, but not for myself.
All right. I'm not familiar if they do it here, but in some emergency rooms around the country, there is a questionnaire that you are asked to fill out, and especially if it is involving an injury to a minor. And you can imagine what they're doing. They're trying to find out, did this accident happen?
Yeah.
Was there abuse?
Yeah.
Is there a dangerous situation at the home? If there is, let's find out about it and do something about it. Unfortunately, there are so many dirtbags out there that harm their children and then try and cover it up that it has caused this situation to be an invasion of our privacy. But when we're talking about protecting children, I don't like government intrusion, but I can understand why they're doing it. But let me ask you this. Did you notice when you were with your father, was there a question on there that asked you if there were any guns in your home?
I don't think so. I don't remember filling out that detailed of a mm-hmm. of a questionnaire. You're going to tell me that there is an emergency room somewhere that does have that question.
Yeah, in Florida, we had a law passed that doctors, healthcare providers, etc., can no longer ask questions about guns in the home. It's none of their business. Now,
even if there is a suspicion of abuse going on.
Well, if you have a situation where a child has been gunshot, then all gunshot wounds require police intervention. That goes without saying. But the issue, it was a standard question on all medical examinations. Is there a gun in your house? I find that to be inappropriate. It is not, first of all, it's not the doctor's job to find out whether or not I have a gun in my home. It's not any of the doctor's business whether or not I have a gun in my home. It has nothing to do with it. Now, if the injury is gunshot related, it's a different story. Then you're opening up the issue. But if my kid is there because a cut on the foot or a high fever or whatever, my gun ownership is none of your business. So how would you feel if local municipalities decided, we have a law on the books that says you are to make sure that your guns in your home are stored with a gun lock or a safe or some mechanism that prevents it from being easily accessible by a child? If you're that municipality and think, well, we've got this law on the books, but how in the world are we going to enforce it? I've got an idea. Let's give our police officers the right to come into your home without a warrant and investigate. That is the subject that I was going to bring up. But fortunately, technology has smiled upon us one more time. And our guest, Matt Bowman of the Alliance Defending Freedom, is with us. Good morning, Matt. Thank you very much for calling in to us.
Good morning.
Sorry we had a little bit of a technical difficulty earlier on, but the important thing is we're talking to each other now. The reason I got in touch with you is there have been some incidences here in our fine town of Wausau, Wisconsin, in this area, where, for whatever reason, and the school board is still trying to figure out why this happened, how did it, was there a miscommunication, was there intent, etc. But the school system was told, the grade school system was told, sorry, no Christmas music, no Christian music is going to be played during the Christmas season this year. That's inappropriate. It's my understanding that the Alliance Defending Freedom has gotten involved with circumstances like this in other places. But that's one of the things I wanted to get in touch with you about. Have you guys worked with cases like that?
Yeah, we have. And schools shouldn't have to think twice about whether they can allow students to perform Christmas carols or do that sort of thing. You know, Christmas carols can be part of school productions. Courts have unanimously upheld their inclusion in such productions. And there really is no justification to go around kind of on a search and destroy mission for Christmas things at Christmas time.
Just about every legal counsel that we have contacted, both on the show and off, have said exactly the same thing, that there is lots of legal precedent that shows school systems are right in their choice of Christmas, Christian-based Christmas music, and that there's legal precedent that shows that they would be successful if legally challenged. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about, well, first of all, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm doing 15 things at the same time. Let me backtrack a little bit. Your position with the Alliance Defending Freedom, what is your position? What do you do, and how long have you been associated with them?
Well, I'm one of several attorneys that Alliance Defending Freedom has, and what we do is we litigate to protect religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. And we do that around the country in many different forms, in courts all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And is this is it a case of pro bono that you have a practice doing other things and you do this on a voluntary basis for them, or are you hired by the Alliance?
I'm actually full-time doing this work, but we do have a network of thousands, literally, of attorneys who do this on the side for free, and we work with them as well. So, but I'm one of a couple dozen attorneys that actually is blessed to be able to do this full time, and we represent all of our clients for free, and we do so because we're in this in order to protect freedom. And oftentimes, when the government comes to restrict people's freedom, those are people who can't afford to simply hire an attorney and try to fight back.
We covered a case earlier this morning, and you may have heard of this, in Annapolis, Maryland, where the newly elected mayor, the newly elected mayor is Republican. And for the first time, Annapolis, Maryland has a Republican mayor since 1997, first time. The Democratic-run city council has said, you know what we're going to do? We are going to now change the city charter so that the mayor is symbolic. He doesn't actually have any power. The government will be run by the city manager. The manager will report to the city council. Mayor, you know, you show up and cut a few ribbons every once in a while. Have you gotten involved in any cases of that nature where there's been just a gross overstepping of power fight your opposition? Have you had anything going on like that?
Not in terms of partisan politics, but there are an immense amount of gross overstepping of bounds by the government to restrict religious freedom and to attack the sanctity of human life, especially life in the womb. And so we have seen that kind of overstepping of power, and more recently, in an attempt to foist upon the people a change in the definition of what marriage is, when the people have not voted for that those kind of overstepping of power are things that we see and we are trying to resist on a daily basis.
Do you see that there has been an increase in, I hate to use the word persecution of Christian and Christian organizations. I think that is a little too hard. It to me, it's indicative of definitive intent, and I'm not sure that's the case. But has there been more, let's use the term harassment, of Christian organizations by the government in recent years?
Absolutely. And not only at the level of harassment, but the level of systematic systematic attack, and the Obama administration is at the top of that list. They are engaged in an across-the-board assault on fundamental religious freedom that is in the very First Amendment of our U.S. Constitution, that are that the people came to this land to in order to enjoy the freedoms to live your faith in your daily life. That is over and time and again something that the Obama administration is trying to literally cut back on and eliminate in courts throughout the country.
Do you see that he is also harassing, attacking, targeting other religious groups, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, Sikh? Is he going after other religious organizations as well, or is it primarily Christianity?
It frankly is primarily Christianity. It's primarily people, in theory, the president's attack on religious freedom, taking it away from Americans, would apply to anyone in general. So in theory it would be, but in actual practice, in the instances where the federal government is going after these freedoms, they end up being in order to suppress Christians because of their beliefs, oftentimes, about the sanctity of human life, or because of their beliefs about marriage as a man and a woman. So those are the flashpoints that the administration is using to attempt to scale back on religious freedom.
Matt, we got a little bit of a late start. I need to go to a commercial. Can you hold on for me for a couple minutes while we do some commercials, come back, and can you give me some specific instances of persecution? Again, I don't want to use the term, but of harassment and targeting of Christian organizations. Can you give us some specific examples when we come back?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. All right, we are on with Matt Bowman, attorney for Alliance Defending Freedom. This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News Feedback. We will be back in just a moment. Hold tight.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to the program, 715-845-2155. On the phone with us is Matt Bowman, who is an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, Matt, when we last left, we were going to go through some specific instances that you could share with us of the current administration, the Obama administration, going after and targeting Christian organizations and individuals. Can we go ahead and get some specific examples of that?
Oh, there are many. I'll give you the three big ones.
All right.
First of all, Obamacare. There are cases sitting at the Supreme Court, including one of mine right now, over Obamacare, where the Health and Human Services Department has decided that people in their everyday lives, families when they're trying to earn a living in business, do not have religious freedom at all, period. End of story. And the reason the government is doing that is in order to force these families who are doing business to provide their employees with coverage of items that violate their beliefs about the sanctity of human life. Now, it's people of faith and largely Christians in this country who object to participating in things such as very early abortions, and those are the things the Obama administration it has targeted for special penalties. If you are not willing to provide these life-ending items to your employees, the Obama administration has used Obamacare to go after you, and these are cases that the Supreme Court is probably going to decide this term. That's one. Second, the IRS, as many people know, continues to target conservative groups for harassment and denying these groups tax exempt status that the statute entitles them to get. And so we represent a young lady from Texas who runs a pro-life organization. The IRS called her when she submitted a request for tax exempt status and specifically told her, you cannot force your religion or force your beliefs on somebody else. Now, another way of saying this, you're not allowed to speak. We at the IRS are going to police you in your speech and persuading people what your beliefs are. That is none of the IRS's business, and it's not in the statute. The statute says if you're an educational organization, you get tax exempt status.
Now, it may not be a legal defense. It may not be an appropriate legal defense, but they're saying that an individual cannot enforce their religious views on others, but by the IRS and other government agencies saying you will provide ways for abortion and end-of-life planning, the government is forcing their will on the people. It's hypocrisy.
That's right. The government, it absolves itself from having to follow the law and from even having to follow its own principles. So the government considers its own beliefs that are antagonistic to life and marriage to be above the law. No one can question those, but it can actually impose those beliefs as orthodoxy that everyone in America, especially Christians who dissent from the radical anti-life view of the government, it can impose those beliefs on Christians in order to get them in line, to get them on with the program. And the government is going to use its powers through the IRS, both under Obamacare and in this tax review system, to target people. You know, the third example that I think has not gotten a lot of attention. Recently, the Obama administration denied a grant that had been there had been a long-standing grant to a religious organization that helped sex trafficking victims. And it was recognized by the government to be very effective in helping these victims. But the Obama administration cut off that grant and awarded it to someone that the administration admitted was not as competent to fulfill that grant, for the reason that the religious group that helped the sex trafficked victims was a Catholic group. They were against abortion, and they decided that they were not going to refer these victims to have abortions. And for that reason alone, the Obama administration declared that grant is canceled, and that these thousands of victims that this Catholic group was helping, somebody else is going to have to do it. And admittedly, the other candidates for the grant were much less competent. We've just seen with the Obamacare website rollout that the government it picks contractors based on political reasons and ends up with utter incompetence. Well, now they're doing it to the detriment of sex trafficking victims in order to pursue the anti-life pro-abortion agenda, where the Obama administration cannot tolerate anyone who does not get on the program with promoting abortion.
Okay, now, as you know, in criminal cases, one of the things that you have to do is you have to examine intent. All right, that's usually part of the prosecution, is you have to prove intent to do harm. In this particular instance, we clearly see an assault on Christianity and Christian beliefs. It's inarguable. The question comes in intent. Is this political strategizing simply to appease and appeal to the left, who feel that pro-choice and so forth is the only way to go? It's the only right thing to do. Is it a case of trying to get votes and appeal to the left leaning political view slants, or is this legitimately an assault on Christianity, which is much more insidious?
I mean, I think it's both, because I think that the political allies of the Obama administration are the people who are hostile to religious freedom, to the sanctity of human life, to the definition of marriage. And so appeasing those people out of agreement with those people is the same thing as targeting Christians, as targeting people who believe in the sanctity of human life and marriage. And so it you don't have to, you know, it's not accidental. I mean, the Obama administration is filing court papers, just admitting that, well, this is our position. We don't believe families have religious freedom in their daily lives and business. They lost a case 9-0 at the U.S. Supreme Court over a year ago, where they were claiming that there's no special protection for religion in the First Amendment, which mentions religion twice. And they were saying, well, there's no special protection for religion in the First Amendment. And it happened to be against a case against a Christian school.
Yeah.
So this is plain on its face.
Matt, I would love to have you back on the program and us discuss maybe some of the outcomes of these cases that are being decided now and others affronts to our belief system as they happen. I would love to have you back on. In the meantime, how do people get in more information about what's going on and how they can help?
Oh, they can go to our website, alliancedefendingfreedom.org. That's one big word, alliancedefendingfreedom.org. They can read more about all of our areas of work. They can pray for us, and they can support us so that we can come alongside folks who we represent and come alongside them for free to protect freedom in the middle of this great crisis that we're facing.
Matt, thank you for being on the show with us. Thanks for bringing the information to us, and thanks for the work that you're doing. I know that being out there, you're a target yourself, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
Glad to be here.
All right, we will be back in just a moment with more. We'll take your phone calls, 715-845-2155.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.